So we are an Easter people and? So what does that mean? We have it on the posters that we put on the doors every Easter season, and we say it at the beginning of Mass, but what does it mean to be an Alleluia people? Well, that's why we got 50 days to figure it out. And so we have great readings today that help us, I think, to explore that, and as we take a look at it, we put it together with this gospel. Now, last weekend, you guys made your first Eucharist. Jeanette, today you get to make your first Eucharist. And the thing that we need to remember about Jesus is that he always took really simple things and to teach us something. And so what he did was he used food a lot. Remember, he fed the 5,000, and he appeared to the disciples in the upper room, came through a door that was locked, and he says, "Hey, you got anything to eat?" He was always about food, because it was something that we really understand. And so today we've got this great gospel that talks to us about the disciples. They probably were tired, so they're going to go fishing. So they went fishing. They didn't catch anything. And so Jesus is hollering at them from the shore, but they didn't know it was him. And we hear what happened. They go, "Did you catch anything?" "No." And so we said, "Well, maybe go over there a little bit and you might catch something." And they did. But when they came in from their boat, Jesus had the barbecue going. They had fish and bread. And then Jesus said, "Come have breakfast." Now, how many of you before this Sunday ever knew that Jesus said, "Come have breakfast"? Hardly anybody. We have all kinds of things that we remember Jesus said, but he has a lot of three-word ones. Like the woman caught in adultery, they're talking about condemning. He said, "Neither do I." He was on the cross and said, "It is finished." And today he says, "Come have breakfast." And I think that today, this is probably one of the most important short lines he ever had, because it tells us, gives us an insight about how to be an Alleluia people. Our pastorate is named after the Emmaus story. We had it 2 weeks ago, okay? So the disciples that were going down the road and they were depressed because Jesus had died and they didn't know what was going on. And then somebody said he rose and they didn't know what that meant. And Jesus came along and he was talking to them on the road and then they invited him in. And it was at the table when they were eating food that they realized who he was. One of the main things about being an Alleluia person, I would say about being a Christian, is hospitality. It's how we are with people. It's inviting people into our lives. There's a book that I have read several times over called Radical Hospitality, and the Benedictine defines hospitality as making space in your life for others. Making space in your life for others. And so that always means going out of your way. It means making a little bit of sacrifice sometimes. But it also means looking out for people who don't have anybody or aren't connected someplace, and how do you bring them in? And one of the ways that you do that is by eating with people. Now, unfortunately, one of the things that's a challenge in our culture nowadays is people aren't sitting down at the table with their families as much as they used to. We gotta quit this running around. Because if we don't get together with our families around the table, this table is going to mean less and less and less to people. Because Jesus took sitting down for supper, happened to be the Passover supper, and he made that the pattern for this. Now, it's not always breakfast. It's asking somebody to have coffee with you, sometimes saying, "Oh, why don't you come over and have a beer?" Not you guys. Well, Jim, maybe, yeah, you might say that. But it's about inviting people in, huh? One of the huge side effects of the stuff we've been over the last couple years is we got kind of distanced from each other. We weren't supposed to gather. And so it just got easier to kind of do our own thing. And so coming back around the table, whether it's this table or our other get-togethers or the people that we used to get together and eat with, has become less. And we need to recover that. We need to recover that, because that hospitality is part of who we are as people. Human beings were made to gather. And Jesus was always bringing people together. And most of the time, there was food involved. I mean, remember when he did his first miracle? Was at a wedding party? Remember that? Yeah. Except he made wine there. You weren't supposed to be at that one either. Or you, Jeanette. Yes. But I think that this reading, though, and the reason that hospitality is important is because of this. That sitting down and having breakfast gave Jesus an opportunity to have a very important conversation with Peter. And that important conversation was about love. And so you don't just start with a deep conversation with somebody. You kind of love them up and schmooze them a little bit and have some conversation and talk to them a little bit, and then you can kind of get down to business. And so Jesus said to Peter, hey, remember, he did this three times, trying to give Peter a chance to kind of make up for denying him three times. And he said, do you love me more than these? Now, scripture scholars think that he might have been pointing like to the boats and the nets and all that stuff. Do you love me more than these? And Peter says, sure, I love you. And then he gave him a job. Loving is not just something in our head. Loving is not just some warm fuzzy in our heart. It means we got to go outside of ourselves. He said, feed my lambs. So Peter probably thought, well, okay. And then they're having a little bit of conversation, and then Jesus says, hey, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he goes, well, yeah, I do. And then he says, tend my sheep. Feeding is one thing. Tending takes more for us to do, huh? And then the third time he asked him, this particular translation of the scripture is a little different. An older one said, Peter was hurt that Jesus asked him the third time. He goes, hey, I told you. You know everything. You know that I love you. And he says, feed my sheep. Jesus had that conversation because he reminded him that in order to be people who love one another, it means we need to show it. We need to demonstrate it. It's not like the husband that you talk to, for example, who on Mother's Day or before Valentine's Day, so you're going to get your wife something? No. She knows I love her. And you say, well, how would she know that? Well, I work. The incurable romantic, you know. Well, that's not what it's about. It really is, as we take a look at this, is how we go out of our way, make space in our lives for other, how we are people who serve others. But one of the ways it happens is with these little things. And so that's why it's important for us to think about, we think about being an Alleluia people or what it means to be a Christian. We make it so hard sometimes. It's very simple. It's the little things that mean a lot. It's the invitation. It's the conversation. It's having a cup of coffee or a beer or whatever that happens to be. But it's getting together with people so that we can have a relationship and have a discussion. So as we continue to pray during this Easter season, let's not make it too difficult. Let's do the easy things, the low-hanging fruit. It's really easy for us to do. I always say that you can always use Jesus' gesture of this. This is, if you had to do a gesture of Jesus' ministry, it's about this. It was out gathering people together. That's what we're called to do. We are an Easter people, and
Hallelujah.
You better believe it.